who's not going to sit on that. Strong men. So I hear you, Pastor. Strong men. Say it like it is. Strong men. Because the women are going to try to overpower you. Don't let them look at you funny. You say, Pastor, preaching it, I'm going, even if it hurt, I'm going to say, go ahead, Pastor. Because you got to remember, this is the word of the Lord. He said to him, be strong. Huh? This strong has nothing to do with physical power. It means to hold fast. Hold fast. Fix yourself to something that won't move. Amen? Fix yourself to something that won't move. In the midst of things all around you that is moving, because you can't be a real man if you are flicky and shaky. Everything that the wind blow, you got to stand. You got to stand. Every time the wind blow, there you go with it. You have to be strong. Life change, but you don't have to change with it. It may not be your season to change. Huh? Be strong. He said, you got to be strong. And I wonder why David said that, because he saw something in Solomon that he's going to be weak in. And he said, son, I need you to be strong in the word of God. Got to be strong. Huh? Be strong, huh? It may not, let me tell you something, my brother. It may not be your season to change, but be strong. Every house is in trouble if they have a shaky man running the house. Gotta have a strong man. Amen. If somebody go knock to the door, you ain't got nobody to tell your wife, baby, go see who's at the door. I'm going to the door. But I'm going with my little brothers. Y'all miss that, women, but y'all don't even know what I'm talking about, huh? I'm going to the door. Because you can tell when it's a different knock. If it's a disturbing knock, I'm going to help you get disturbed. Because a real man going to take care of family. Huh? Boy, y'all quiet here with me. I got a few minutes. Y'all almost make me believe y'all make your wife get up and go, baby, go check the door. No. They might have to wake it up a little bit, shuck it, but you won't get up. Amen? House shouldn't be in trouble by a shaky man, huh? It's running the house, huh? Let me tell you something. Lot of things are going on around the world, huh? But be a man and stand on what you know to be true. He is like, a man is like a boat that won't move. Like a boat that won't move. Because it is an anchor. He's anchored down and it won't let him move. Amen. We face some storms, but real men know how to anchor down in the storm. Be strong, fathers. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. You got to learn to hold on to God's unchanging hand. He said, be strong. He said, before you can do anything, Solomon, I need you to be strong. It came to mind, because I heard the scripture read, because I remember King Lemuel, his mother told him, say, King, you got to be strong. Because he say, number one, you got to stay away from silly women, foolish women. It was read this morning in the scripture. She was warning her son how to be careful. Because you are a king, and you ought to act like a king. You shouldn't fall for everything that come your way. You got to be strong. And can I tell the brothers, if we strong, we got to be strong in the house. Because number one, as a father, you should know, my brothers and sisters, my brothers, don't be so easy when your little girl is coating a young man, he comes to your house talking about, what's up, Pop? I'm not Pop. I'm the daddy. Worst thing I'd be there. You're talking about, oh, God, I like him. You know, he drank it, let me not. That ain't good, because you know what that little rascal needs, what he wants, because you a man. You know what he's after. Y'all quiet in here. Some of you women, too. See your son coating the little girl. You know what she's after. Heard this woman the other day on television. She say her son, pro basketball or football, whatever it is. And she said, I'm following him everywhere he go. Because he said, I know what the little women want. I say, thank you, Jesus. She said, they're not going to trap my son. I said, okay, mama. I said, I'm with you on that. She say, he say, be strong. You know why? Because your wife is dependent on you. Your children is dependent on you. Your house is dependent on you. You got to be strong. Amen? Be a man. Then you be strong. Amen? And out of all of that, you got to be strong. You got to stand on the word of God. Amen? Woo-hoo! Well, your women were shouting this morning, huh? All right. Okay. Y'all shouting. You say, be strong. Watch something. A strong man don't always let women run him either. Woo. Men, y'all done got quiet. Strong men don't always let women run him either. A real woman knows when she dealing with a real man. She might try to push him, but she knows how far she can push him. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. I think when you say no, mean no. Men, when we say no, mean no. We ain't buying it today. You don't need it right now. Our money is a little shaky. We ain't trying to keep up with the Joneses. Well, Lord, my amen, my brothers, amen. Amen? I ain't scared. Got to be a man. And then I don't know where they got this from. I don't know why the women say, well, you might as well sleep on the sofa. No, I ain't sleeping on the sofa. That's my bed. Half of that bed is mine. If not, I take a chainsaw and cut the book in half. Sleep on your half, I sleep on my half. But I'm going to stand my ground. I ain't scared. Got any real men in here? Don't talk about I got to go home. Women, don't be looking at me. Don't listen to that, Rev. No, that's what the words say. Let that man be a man. Let him raise the children. Let him be a man. If he says no, it's no. Don't try to overpower him. I'm talking about let Sue go out. Let Jimmy go. No. Baby, I don't think they need to go because you don't know where you're. I say no. Well, you don't run this house. That's my house. No, it's our house. Woo! Help me, Holy Ghost. Ain't God good? He's shaking here this morning, huh? I'm Pastor Van Jones, and I approve this message. Be strong. Amen. Woman want a strong man. He says, look at it. He said, number one, be strong. Number two, show thyself a man. Show thyself a man. Otherwise, show your responsibility. Because show yourself a responsibility. Because you out of order if you great at the job and horrible at home. You got to show yourself responsible at home. Amen? A real man is not just great at the job, but he knows his responsibility at home. Woo-hoo. Raise his own children. Amen? Take care your own family, pay your own bill, make your own money, take care of your household. That's our responsibility. Amen? He says, show thyself a man. Show thyself a man, huh? Let me tell you, raise your own children. Get his own house right first. Amen? A real man don't have to be told to be responsible. A real man know part of his manhood is responsibility. That who I am, I know it get hard sometimes. But be a man, then you can be a father. Amen? And can I tell you something? When you're a stepfather, that go both ways, men and women, you have to show that child that you are a true father to them. But then women, be careful how you hook up with that man. Because when you see him looking at your daughter, more he looking at you. You got a problem. Amen? You have a problem. Talk to me, Pastor Jones. Boy, y'all making hard on me, yeah. I saw the other day on New Break this woman fussing at her daughter because teenage daughter, she's 16, and she got pregnant. She came home, she told her to find out she's pregnant, and the woman started fussing at her. And tell us, God, I done did all I can do for you. I done raised you. And now you done got pregnant. Your dream is finished. You going to tell me who the baby you going to, or you going to get out of here. Mama, I see you crying. And the daddy, stepdaddy was behind her, you know, just leave her alone. And she said, you're going to get out of my house right now. But she kept on pounding. She said, get your bag, get your stuff. You're going to tell me who's the daddy, who's responsible for this, because you have messed my dream and messed your dream up. And she said, Mama, it's your husband. And she said, looked at him and said, well, you? And he claimed to tell her that I came in drunk one night and I thought that was your room, but it wasn't your room. How in the world can you talk about that's her room and you forget? And she run out of the house, fought him with a knife, and thank behold, had a white man was there. He said, what y'all doing? She said, this man got my daughter pregnant. And the man said, well, wait a minute, I'm an FBI. And he put handcuffs on her right then and there. And I thought about something. How can you mess that child's dream up? Because they're looking to you to be a father figure. And you turn on them. Amen. Turn on them. He says, show thyself a man. And when you show thyself a man, God will be pleased. Amen. But I look in our society today, where's all our men? Amen. Lost our men. They're not in jail, they're in prison. Or I say our men done got mad at the wife, then turned to another man. And our women, they don't have no men, so they turn to another woman. God made us in his image. Amen? That's something that uses I to do, but that's a sin. And we're losing the image of God, the structure that God made. Amen? You see him all over the radio. My partner. What partner? A man ain't got to be with another man. You need a soft leg, not a hard leg. Woman ain't got to be with another woman. You need a hard leg, not a soft leg. Ain't nothing they can do for you to satisfy you but sin. I don't care how bad he was, you ain't got nothing to turn to another woman. I don't care how bad she was, you ain't got nothing to turn to another man. Be a man. Amen. Then we wonder why our society messed up. I was at a lawyer's office one time, and two women walked in there, and a woman told her child, little boy, little girl, say, go, follow daddy. I look, follow daddy? Two women. I said, something messed up, follow daddy. I said, oh, no, something's wrong, huh?